Our last passage we discussed, every Christian is a son of light.
因为圣经是告诉我们说，因为神就是光，耶稣基督也说他是世上的光。
Because God is light, and also Jesus claimed he is the light of the world.
而且跟从他的人呢，就不在黑暗里。
So whoever follows him, no longer in dark.
而且基督徒呢，都是从圣灵重生。有基督的灵，也就是圣灵内住在我们的里面。
So Christians are born again in the Spirit of Jesus, and the Spirit, Holy Spirit lives in all the Christians.
所以我们都是神的儿女，光明之子。
So we are all the children of God, Son of God, a light.
那么主耶稣他在马太福音的五章十四到十六节也告诉他的门徒，他说：“你们是世上的光。”晨照在山上是不能隐藏的，人点灯不能放在斗底下，是放在灯台上，就照亮一家人。你们的亮，你们的光也当照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
The Lord said in Matthew 5:14 and 16, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden."Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven.
所以呢，光明之子在哪里，哪里就应该显出神的荣耀。
So wherever the Son of Light is, there should be God, glory of God.
光明之子在哪里，哪里就应该显明世人的罪恶。
So wherever the Son of God, Light is, there should yield the sinners.
光明之子在哪里，哪里就应当听到福音，看到盼望。
So wherever there is the Son of Light, there should be hope and gospel.
也就是说，光明之子的生活方式必显明，我们不论是在个人的行为上，或者是在别人的对别人的影响上，都是光明的。
So it doesn't matter where we are, because of our words or our deeds, we should show the light.
如果我们知道我们自己是个光明之子的这个身份，我们就不可以过一种与世人一样的生活。
If we know our identity as the Son of Light, we should not live the kind of life like others in the world.
而要过一种与光明之子相称的生活。
We should have a life that's worthy of being a Son of Light.
那我们应该如何过这样的生活呢？
So how are we going to live such a life?
那么在今天的信息中呢，保罗呢，使徒保罗就进一步的告诉所以弗所的圣徒，其实也在告诉你我。
So through our passage today, Apostle Paul is telling the saints of Ephesians, Ephesus, but also telling us.
那么光明之子要想过一个光明的生活，需要遵循一些实际的原则。
So if you want to live a true life of Son of Life, there are some basic principles.
要成为一个有智慧的人。
Be a wise man.
那么我们怎么样才能成为一个有智慧的人呢？
How can we be a wise man?
那么他告诉我们呢，说，那么透过今天使徒他告诉我们，就是基督徒呢，当谨慎行事，顺服圣灵的引导，才能成为一个智慧。
So today the passage tell us that Christians should walk carefully and obey the guidelines of the Holy Spirit so that they can be wise.
我想跟大家从两个方面来分享。
So we're going to share with you from two different aspects.
第一就是谨慎行事，要爱惜光阴。
The first one is walk carefully and make the best use of time.
那么第二，我们就要服从圣灵的管理。
So the second is be controlled by the Holy Spirit.
我们先来看第一方面，就基督徒呢，我们应该是一个谨慎行事、爱惜光明、爱惜光阴的人。
So the first.Walk carefully and make wise use of time.
那么在十五到十七节，我们先来看。
It's from verse 15 to 17.
他说：“你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人， 当像智慧人，要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶，不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。
Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand that the will of the Lord is.
那么谨慎行事呢，在这里呢，就是说行事为人的各个方面，我们都要留心。
So carefully walk means when all the parts of our life, we should be careful.
那么在许多我们经常忽略的这些事情上，我们都要仔细的去思想。
Often there are things we may have ignored, but now we should think carefully.
因为基督徒呢，都是光明之子，我们又住在光中。所以呢，基督徒的一举一动都在世人的瞩目之下。
So because we are sons of light and we live in the light, therefore everybody is watching us.
所以不信的人呢，不信神的人呢，他们在道德品格上，如即使有一些不好的行为，人们也不以为然。
So for those who are not believers, even they may have some bad deeds, but people doesn't care.
但是一个基督徒如果呢，在一个品德行为上有些什么问题，就都被人们看在眼里。
But if you are a Christian, if you have any questions about your character, people will pay attention.
所以呢，基督徒拥有光明之子的身份，他既会得到神应许的福气，同时也有责任来维护这个身份不被玷污。
So as a Christian, that you will have the blessings of the Lord to help you, and He also guides you, protect you.
所以呢，神告诉他的子民说：“你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。”
That's why the Lord says, "Be holy, because I am holy."
那么保使徒保罗呢，他从三个方面让我们来谨慎行事。
Now, Apostle Paul taught us to be careful in three different parts.
那么第一方面，他告诉我们说，不要像愚昧人，要当像智慧人。
So don't walk with unwise, but as wise men.
那么一个人可能有很多知识，但有很多知识的人不一定是一个智慧人。
Some people may have a lot of knowledge, but does not mean he is wise.
因为知识呢，它是对一些事物的一些客观的了解认识。
So knowledge is understanding of some objective facts.
而智慧呢，它是正确的使用所知道的知识，来为他人和自己带来益处的能力。
So wisdom is to carefully use what can bring benefit to others.
所以我们经常说，知识是死的，而智慧是活的，它就是知识与智慧的本质的区别。
So that's why we often say that knowledge is dead.But wisdom is wise, and let live.
那么在箴言的九章十节，这里告诉我们说，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，认识自身者便是聪明。
So Proverbs 9:10, fear the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. To know the knowledge is the Holy One is mine.
所以一个人只有认识神，他才会有真正的谦卑。
Only you know God, you can be truly humble.
所以不认识神的人呢，他一定是一个自以为是的人。
So if you do not know God, you must be somebody who is self-righteous.
那么在箴言二十八章的二十六节也这样告诉我们说：心中自是的便是愚昧人，凭智慧行事的必蒙拯救。
So in Proverbs 28:26, it says, "Whoever trusts in his own mind is a fool."But he who walks in wisdom will be delivered.
所以呢，基督徒都是新造的人，都有神的恩典和新的生命。
So all Christians are new creation. They have got new life in themselves.
当然也就应该有神的智慧在我们里面。
So they also should have God's wisdom in them.
所以基督徒呢，他不应该是一个愚昧的人。
So Christians should not be fools.
但有时候我们却是像愚昧人一样来行事。
But sometimes we act as if we are fools.
说一些像愚昧人说的话。
We may speak like a fool.
所以呢，我们首先应该注意这一点。
So first we should pay attention to this.
那么就像箴言26章11节说的，愚昧人行愚枉事，行了又行，就如狗转过来吃他所吐的。
So like Proverbs 26:11 says, like a dog that returns to his vomit is a fool who repeats his folly.
所以我们可每个神的儿女基督徒可能都有这样的经历。
So maybe all of us have similar experiences.
我们有时候几次犯同一个罪也不悔改。
We often repeat the same sin without repent.
其实这就是就像一个愚昧人一样。
Just like a fool.
所以我们求神怜悯我们，让我们真的是对罪敏感，我们有了罪就要及时的来悔改。
So may God have mercy on us. We be sensitive. As long as we have sin, we shall repent.
那么谨慎行事的第二个方面就是要爱惜光阴。
So the second part of walk carefully is to use the time wisely.
那么爱惜呢，在原文的意思，它是赎回的意思，买赎、赎回。
Oh, it means redeem.
那么爱惜光阴，也就是要把神赐给我们的时间，智慧的来使用。
So it's to use the wisdom from God carefully.
使每时每分都能够被使用的有价值。
So every minute it will be used with benefit.
那么我们说金钱我们可以存留，也可以用了，用完了再赚取。
So if we have money, even we use it, we can earn more.
但是呢，时间怎么都留不住。
But time we cannot keep.
你只能爱惜它，好好的使用它。
You can only treasure and use it carefully.
你没有任何的办法让时间流回到过去。
You cannot return time.
你也不能让时间变快或者变慢。
You cannot make it faster or slower.
所以呢，爱惜光阴就是要珍惜每一分每一秒，把握时机来抓住机会。
So we have to keep every single minute carefully and use it when the opportunity is there.
让时间在我们的手中能够变得有价值，就像是用金钱赎买的。
So that time can be worthwhile as if we have bought it.
不让时间白白的流走。
Do not let the time wasted.
这也就是我们经常所说的“机不可失，时不再来”的意思。我们经常说的一句谚语。
前面一半是什么？
机不可失，时不再来。
机不可失。Oh, means the opportunity. You cannot lose the opportunity because it will never come back.
那么用时间做什么才是智慧的呢？
So, what is the wise use of time?
那么在哥罗西书的4:5，保罗告诉我们说，你们要爱惜光阴，用智慧与外人交往。
So in Colossians 3:15, it says, "And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts." To which indeed you will call on one day.
可见呢，使徒保罗在这里，他是告诉我们了，要智慧人抓紧机会，在这个邪恶淫乱的时代中呢，要活出良善、公义、诚实的这个生活。
So a wise man should keep the opportunity, catch it, and be good and do wise things.
他要我们不要行那种暧昧无意的事，也不要与这些人同伙。
Do not do those foolish things.
他让我们憎恶一切的邪恶。
So we have to overcome all kinds of evil.
也让我们显明那些邪恶，不让这些邪恶得胜。
So we will reveal those evil, not let them triumph over us.
那么与爱惜光阴相反的，那就是浪费时间，浪费光阴。
So the opposite is waste time.
那么如果你的时间被浪费了，当你回顾那些经历的时候，你一定会觉得很伤心后悔。
So if you have wasted your time, you have those experiences, you shall feel sorry for yourself.
你可能会说，如果我把那些时间浪费的时间好好利用好了，会做很多有意义的事情。
If you have used those time wisely, you can do many good things.
但是实际情况的是，如果我们不安静下心来，好好的合计，来精心的计算，我们往往是察觉不到，我们已经浪费了很多时间。
So if we don't carefully use the time, we'll have wasted many of them.
那么我们都知道，我们只有更多的认识神，与神有美好的关系，我们才会有更多的智慧。
We know that we can only know God, then we can have a good relationship with God.
然而客观事实是我们现在就住在这个邪恶的这个世界中。
But the fact is we live in an evil world.
而这个，所以这个世界呢，会有很多的方式来吸引你我，来给我们各样的诱惑，让我们就是浪费我们的时间。
So the whole world often attracted us with evil and waste our time.
那我们可以来算一笔账，就是，那么对小孩子来说，现在有很多的小孩子喜欢打游戏。
So for the children, they like games.
因为他们打上游戏，可能一个小时，他们可能觉得刚刚过了几分钟就没了。
So when they are playing those games, even with an hour, it's even just a few minutes.
他们总是打不够。
There's never enough time.
那我们可以这样算，如果一个小孩子呢，每天打游戏两个小时。
Let's say they spend time on the games 2 hours a day.
那么他一年花费的时间就是730个小时。
So he will spend 730 hours a year.
那我们再看我们大人，我们大人好多时候呢，我们随随便便上网说浏览一下。
So us as adults, we like to go on the website.
我们一浏览可能就可能半个小时、一个小时、几个小时就过去。
We may spend half an hour and an hour on it.
那我们如果按一天，我们有一个小时的浏览上网的时间。
If we spend an hour on the web,
我们一年就是365个小时。
So we spend 365 hours a year.
而正常的速度，如果读完一本整本的圣经，大家知道多长时间？
So how long does it take to read the Bible from cover to cover?
它是72个小时。
72 hours.
也就是说，按照这样的计算，每天少打一小时游戏，一年就可以读五遍圣经。
So if you spend 1 hour less on the website, you can read the Bible 5 times.
这是打游戏的啊，这是打游戏。如果你一天少一个小时，你一年就可以读圣经五遍。
So that means if you don't play the games an hour a day, you can read the Bible 5 times.
如果你每天少浏览上网浏览一半个小时，那么你一年最少读圣经两遍。
So if you spend 1 hour less on the website, you can read the Bible twice.
这还是我们用一年来计算。如果这样的生活方式，我们已经有好多年了，我们可想而知，我们浪费了多少时间。
So if we have done those things many years, you can think how many times we can read the Bible.
而我们常常听大家说，我们就是说没有时间来读经祷告。
We often say that we just don't have time to read the Bible to pray.
那么我们每年读一遍圣经都觉得很困难。
Well, we think it's difficult to read the Bible once in a year.
觉得实在就是没有时间读完。
We just don't have time to finish.
其实我们认真的来想来，我们并不是没有时间。
To be carefully think we don't have time.
是我们没有把它放在一个非常优先的位置。
So we did not put in the high priority.
那么谨慎行事的第三个方面是不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。
To walk carefully, the third thing is don't be a foolish person.
那么糊涂人他只是按照自己的意思或者他的感觉去生活的人。
So a fool lives according to his own feelings.
而智慧人呢，他是照主的旨意去生活的人。
So a wise man lives according to God's will.
那么神透过他的创造来启示人，这叫做自然启示，或者也叫一般启示。
So when God reveals himself, which is called universal revelation.
那么神也呢，亲自道成肉身来到这个世界，向人类传认罪悔改因信得生的福音。
So God came to the world in the flesh, and so to spread the gospel so people can be saved.
那么他又通过末世先知、使徒和其他的这些圣经作者写下我们现在所用的这个整本的圣经。
He also revealed to all the authors of the Bible wrote the book.
把他将来要成就的事情启示给世人来看。
He revealed to us the things he was going to accomplish in the future.
所以这也叫特殊启示。
That's the specific revelation.
所以我们只有常常的亲近神，好好的研读圣经。
We can only be close to God and study the Bible.
专心的听神的话语，谦卑的接受神的教导。
So listen carefully to God's words and receive His teachings.
我们才能真正的明白 主对我们的旨意到底是什么。
We can only that way by understand God's will.
那么在帖撒罗尼迦前书四章三到五节，这样告诉我，他说：“神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁，远避淫行，要你们个人晓得怎样用圣洁。”尊贵守着自己的身体，不放纵私欲的邪情，像那不认识神的外邦人。
In First Thessalonians chapter 4 verses 3 and 5, for this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality, that each one of you know how to control his own body.In holiness and honor, not in the passion of lust, like the Gentiles who do not know God.
那么，同样在《帖撒罗尼迦前书》的第五章十六到十八节，他也告诉我们说：“我们要你们要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在耶稣基督里向你们所定的旨意。”
So similarly, in chapter 5, verses 16 to 18.Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
那么在彼得前书的二章五节，使徒也告诉我们说，因为神的旨意原是要你们行善，可以堵住那糊涂无知人的口。
In 1 Peter 2:15, for this is the will of God, that by doing good,You should put to silence the ignorance of a foolish people.
那么为了不做这个糊涂人，我们一生中除了参考这些圣经的明确的教导外，
So not to be a foolish person, we need to study the teachings of the Bible.
那我们还要借着我们的信心的祷告。
We also have to pray for our faith.
从外在的环境和内在的印证。让我们能够逐渐地明白神在我们身上的旨意。
So that we can learn the will of God through the environment and from our inside know.
那我们在圣经中有一个非常明显的外在环境的一个例子。
There's a very good example of an external environment in the Bible.
那么保罗在第三次旅行布道的行程中。
During his third missionary journey, Paul,
他曾经多次想去罗马来拜访当地的教会，来传福音。
Many times he wanted to go to Rome and to spread the gospel there.
但是他一再呢遭遇呢环境上的拦阻，就是去不了。
But he has often resisted by the outside circumstances.
所以从他写罗马书到他真正的抵达罗马，已经至少是两年以后的事。
So from the time he wrote the book of Romans and to the time he arrived in Rome is about 2 years.
那么为何会这样的发生这些事情？
Why?
那么现在我们就能明白这是神美好的旨意。
We know that's God's will.
那么神借着环境的拦阻促使保罗写下了非常宝贵的罗马书这本书。
So through God's restraint of him,He had the time to write a precious book, the book to the Romans.
那么让这本书成为圣经中非常重要的一本书。
So it became a very important book in the Bible.
那么为历史历代的圣徒奠定了真理的根基。
So it placed the foundation for truth for all the believers.
那么所以呢，环境 有时候呢会显明神的旨意。
So sometimes the circumstances is revealing to us God's will.
那么内在的印证就是要透过我们信息的祷告。
So through our prayer with the faith is the testimony.
我们与神美好的交通。
Our fellowship with God.
那么求圣灵在我们的心中做那美好的工作。
So we wish the Holy Spirit would do the good work in us.
我们自然会产生一种赐福平安的这种意念。
So we will have a thought of peace.
那么就像哥罗西书的3章15节，保罗这样的教导这些基督徒们，又要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主。 你们也为此蒙召归为一体，且要存感谢的心。
So let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, and to which indeed you were called in one body.
但是呢，有一个普遍的现象，那就是人在顺境、在好的日子的时候呢，很少想到神。
When we were in a comfortable time, we rarely think about God.
但是一碰到挫折、痛苦或者是失败的时候，才容易想到神，求神的帮助。Only
in times of failure and trials we start thinking of God.
而如果事情呢没有按照自己的祷告来实现的话，那么又就觉得抱怨神为什么不听祷告。So
when our prayer were not answered, we complain to God.
那么这样的心态呢，其实就是一种糊涂人的心态。So
that is the mind of a foolish person.
所以呢，不要做糊涂人。So
don't be a fool.
不要只照我们自己的感觉来行事。Don't
always do things according to our own feelings.
我们要明白神的旨意。We
need to understand God's will.
要成为一个智慧人。Be
a wise man.
我们再来看成为智慧人的另一个方面。So
the other part of being a wise man.
那就是我们要服从圣灵的管理。
Be controlled by the Holy Spirit.
那么在第18到21节，
From verse 18 to 21，
我们先看18节，他说不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。And
do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but he filled with the Spirit.
我们中间很多人可能借过这些醉酒的人的样子， 或者有可能自己也经历过喝醉酒的这个感受。
You may have seen the people who are drunk, or you may have experienced being drunk.
所以一个喝醉酒的人，他是一个不能控制自己，而是被酒精控制的人。
So a drunk cannot control himself, but being controlled by the wine.
那么保罗这里呢，不仅仅是提醒我们说不要过量饮酒。
Here is not only teaching us not to drink too much.
而且他会告诉我们，指明说醉酒呢会导致人放荡。He
tells us when we are drunk, we indulge ourselves.
那么放荡的字面的意思，它是毫无保留的意思。Means
they have no, it doesn't remain anything.
那么大家还知道这个在福音书里面有一个浪子的故事。
You heard the story about the prodigal son.
那么这个浪子呢，拿上父亲给他的这些财产，他去外面就说过一个放荡的生活。So
he left with the inheritance from his father, and lived a luxury life.
那么最后结果就是他把这些钱毫无保留的都浪费掉。So
he wasted all.
那么当一个人放荡的时候，他会表现得愚昧放纵。
So when you are without control, you can show your foolishness.
他会任意妄为，可能会导致他最终的毁灭。So
you will do things as you will, and that will lead to perish.
那么基督徒呢，是有圣灵内住的人。So
Christian has an indwelling spirit.
那么他的生活呢，应当是受圣灵的控制。So
his life should be controlled by the Spirit.
应当是一个井然有序的生活。
Should be an orderly life.
所以不是一个乱七八糟的没有控制的生活。It's
not an uncontrolled life.
所以它与醉酒的人的光景正好相反。It's
the opposite of a drunk.
那么醉酒的人最大的特征呢，就是失去理智。So
the drunk lost their reasoning.
他感觉迟钝，而且失去平衡。
They are numb in their feelings and loses balance.
那么被圣灵充满了这个词，它在新约圣经中呢，它是有两种的意思。
There are two meanings of being filled with the Spirit.
那么一种意思是表示一种明显的、具体的一种特殊的经历。
One is a clear objective experiences.
那么另一种是指一种持续的一种状态或者是光景。
The other one is a continued status.
那么在使徒行传二章四节，他在描述五旬节圣灵降临的时候，他这样讲。
It describes when the Holy Spirit came down in Acts 2, it describes like this.
他说他们就都被圣灵充满，按照圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
所以很明显，这些人只是在那个时候的特定时间，他们被圣灵充满，有了这种特殊的这个经历，他们会说别国的语言。
So on that specific time, they are filled with the Spirit, they can speak tongues.
他们那个时期过去以后，他们就没有这个能力了。
When that time is gone, they will lose it.
那么在以弗所书的五章十八节，我们刚才读的这里的被圣灵充满，它是指一种直接持续的、一直持续的状态或者是光景。
So in verse 18 is describing a continuous status of being filled.
那在圣经中呢，在我们想到一个例子，就是当这个使徒们需要从这个门徒中选出专门的人来管理饭食的时候，就他们刚建立教会时。
So when they were beginning to establish the church, the apostles wanted to choose people to take care of meals.
那么在这个使徒行传的六章三节，他这样说。所以弟兄们，当从你们中间选出七个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人，我们就派他们管理这事。
So in Acts 6:3 it says, Therefore, brothers, pick out from among you seven men of good repute, full of the Spirit and of wisdom.
那么很明显，这里的被圣灵充满，它是指他们的道德和他们属灵的一种状态。
So here they say full of spirit is their spiritual status, full of good virtue.
那么强调的并不是他们当时有一种什么特殊的能力。
Doesn't say they have any special ability at that time.
乃是指他们的一种正常的一种生活状态。
That is their regular lifestyle.
那么一个醉酒的人呢，他是完全醉酒的人是完全受酒精的控制。
So the drunk completely controlled by the alcohol.
而一个被圣灵充满的人，他的心灵和意志，他都会被圣灵来控制。
So the ones who are filled with the Spirit is controlled by the Spirit.
所以保罗这里说让基督徒被圣灵充满，而他这儿说的他是一个命令。
So this is a command, be filled with the Spirit.
而且他用的是一个现在进行时态。
She's used the present progress tense.
所以他是指的一种一直持续的一种生活状态。
It's a continuous time.
它不是一个一次性的一个特殊的经历。
It's not a specific incident.
所以这不是一个偶尔发生在我们身上的一个事件。
It's not something happened just by chance.
那么使徒保罗在这里是勉励基督徒要完全顺服圣灵的带领。
So here Paul is encouraging people to be follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit.
所以过一种被圣灵引导的生活。
To live a life be controlled by the Spirit.
那么一个被圣灵充满的基督徒会有一些什么样的表现？
So what can you see in a person who is filled with the Spirit.
我们看下面十九到二十一节。
We see in verse 19 to 21.
他说：“当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美主。凡事 要奉我们主耶稣基督的名常常感谢父神，又当从敬畏基督的心彼此颂福。
Addressing one another in psalms and the hymns and the spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with our hearts, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ.
那么从这几节经文里面呢，我们可以看到彼此相交、敬拜、赞美。
Here we can see we praise each other and have fellowship with each other.
凡是感恩、彼此颂福，那是被圣灵充满、被圣灵引导的表现。
In all things give thanks is the manifestation of filled with the Spirit.
那么在最早的这个最早的这个乐谱啊，我们现在是有这些琴了。乐，那么最早的乐谱，也就是五线谱，它在十七世纪才是发明的。
So as far as we know, the music notes are developed in the 17th century.
那么在那之前呢，教会唱诗是没有歌谱的。
When they sing songs, there was no, you cannot have a music.
所以大家要么就是彼此的来对说。
Either they just talk to each other.
那么要么就是按口传的这些曲调来一起唱这些圣诗。
Or they just do it according to tradition.
那么这里面我们看有个口唱新和。
That we have, there's a song book by, we can sing with a harmony of a harm.
好，那么这个口唱新和它在原文在希伯来语希腊文里面的意思是什么呢？它的意思是说歌唱和在心中的歌颂。
So in the original meaning is sing and praise in the hearts.
所以这些不是，这些就是说圣灵在引导每个人的心来一起来唱那些被圣灵感动他们一起唱出来的这些圣歌。
So it's basically you are moved by the Holy Spirit and sing.
所以这是在一种被圣灵引导下的彼此相交和敬拜赞美。
So this is what we said, fellowship and praise each other, being filled with the Spirit.
那么我们里面的圣灵，我们知道那是主耶稣复活升天后赐给我们的一位，那么这个圣灵的保惠师。
So we know that the Spirit was given to us from our Lord Jesus after His ascension.
那么他是三位一体神的第三个位格。
He's the third person of the Triune God.
所以我们要一定要注意。有些时候呢，好多人以为圣灵就像是一种物质，一种什么物质会倾倒在你我的身上，就像不把它当作是一个位格，一个 person 的。
So sometimes we think spirit is a material, it's not a person.
对这个呢，我们一定要注意，圣灵它是一个有位格的。
We know that the Holy Spirit is a person.
它是有个性的，可以对你我讲话。
He has a character and can speak to us.
所以他常常提醒我们，我们的救恩乃是父神为我们预备的。
So it reminds us that our salvation is prepared by us, for us by God.
而我们的救恩是主耶稣在十字架上为我们成就的。
Our salvation was accomplished for us by Christ on the cross.
常常提醒我们要有感恩的心。
So often remind us to have thankful hearts.
那么这个感恩呢，我们不但要感恩神，
not only we thank God,
我们也要感恩那些在我们生命中为我们付出的所有的人。
We have to thank all those people in our life who has given their life for us.
那么今天呢，也特别是母亲节。
Today is Mother's Day.
所以呢，我们应当是感谢神赐给我们每个人我们的母亲。
We should thank God for giving each one of us a mother.
那么我们也应当感谢和纪念我们的母亲的养育之恩。
We should thank and remember our father, our mothers bringing us up.
那么以及他们在我们的家庭中所付出的一切的辛劳。
And for their labor in the family.
那么在座的每一位丈夫们。
So all the husbands.
那么我们有没有经常的为妻子在家里面的这些操劳，我们感谢过他。
Have we ever thanked for our wife's hard work in the home,
体贴过他们,
and take care of them.
那么如果没有的话呢，我们真的应该好好思想一下。
If we haven't done it, we should think carefully.
那我们真的要悔改。
So we need to repent.
我们不要不以为然。
Don't just take it for granted.
因为母亲他们在家，妻子在家里面做的事物，是我们真的有些时候是不可以体会到的。
Sometimes we cannot appreciate what the mothers work in the home.
母亲们总是在家里面默默无闻的在做许许多多的事情。
Usually very quietly.That's the work.
那么在座的孩子们
So children.
那么你们有没有那么对你们母亲不敬重的时候
Have you never dishonored your mother?
有些时候发脾气
Sometimes lose your temper.
有些时候给母亲一个脸色看
So I give them a bad face.
甚至有的时候还说一些不好听的话
May say something undesirable.
那么如果有的话也要你们也要悔改。
So if you have done that, you also need to change.
那么要思想一下，你们母亲在你们从小到大为你们所付出的一切。
So you need to consider all the things your mother have done for you.
那么今天的信息呢，告诉我们要成为一个智慧人。
So today's passage teaches us to be a wise man.
那么圣经告诉我们，耶稣基督他是智慧的源头。
The Bible tells us Jesus Christ is the origin of wisdom.
也就是说，他也是智慧的本体。
He's also wisdom itself.
因为神一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在他的里面。
Because all the fullness of God lives in him.
那也就是说，得着耶稣就是得着了真正的智慧。
So if you have received Jesus, you have received spirit, wisdom.
那么主耶稣他是完全的神，他也是真正有智慧的人。
So Jesus is fully God and is truly wise man.
当我们像主耶稣基督那样有智慧，主耶稣作为智慧人，那么他就是他是一个爱惜光阴、合理利用光阴的人。
So if we are a truly wise man like Jesus, we will use the time wisely.
那么主耶稣他其实也是一个明白主的旨意，遵照主旨意生活的人。
So Jesus knows the will of God and knows how to live according to God's will.
那么主耶稣他也更是一个常常被圣灵充满，理智、情感、意志都被圣灵所支配的人。
So Jesus.Is also filled with the Spirit that be controlled by the Spirit.
所以我们每一位基督徒，我们都是耶稣基督的门徒。
So we are all disciples of Jesus Christ.
所以我们作为门徒，就应当像他那样的生活。
So we should live just like him.
来谨慎行事，爱惜光阴。
And to walk carefully and the wise use of time.
来完全顺服圣灵在我们里面的引导。成为一个真正的智慧人。
So be controlled by the Holy Spirit. Be a truly wise man.
我们来一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们一起来到你的面前来感谢你。
Father, we come before you to thank you.
感谢你透过你的话语教导我们。
Thank you for teaching us through your words.
让我们知道生活在这个世上，我们该当。如何做才能主讨你的喜悦，成为一个智慧人
？Teach us how we behave in this world, that we may please to you and be a wise man.
主，就求主你帮助我们每一个你的儿女。
Help each one of us.
让我们谨慎行事，让我们爱惜光阴。
So that we may walk carefully and use time wisely.
让我们不要做糊涂人。
Do not be fools.
让我们做一个充满耶稣基督智慧的人。
Be a wise man, be filled with Lord Jesus Christ.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the precious name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.